son. Well, how you been, my darling young one?
Welcome back to the program, and it is my great pleasure to introduce some new friends of the program. I met them in Nashville. I was standing outside the bar late one night after Al Gore's daily lesson, and someone, I guess, recognized my voice and waited to talk to me and said, thanks to you, we're here. And I want to have him share that story with you, Greg and Connie Madison. And also, most importantly, we're going to hear about their tremendous success trying to get grassroots green building television on cable TV on the East Coast. Welcome to the program, Greg and Connie.
Thank you very much, Betsy.
So, hi, Betsy. How are you?
Well, you know, interesting times. I'll just say I'm interested to see what's coming next because it's not quite clear. We're having this funding crisis, as you know, and it's crazy that environmental media should have such a difficult time at this critical time in our eco-evolution. But anyway, that's where it is.
That is true.
And I hope it changes any moment here. But certainly you've had good fortune in terms of getting recognized with your pilot program that I guess has really caught fire. Tell us what you were doing, you know, before this and what got you there.
Well, let's see. Before we were leading our rock and roll lifestyle, Connie and I were both in a rock and roll band and kind of doing that crazy bar scene. And then after seeing Inconvenient Truth, you know, we kind of started thinking there's got to be something a little more socially responsible we could be doing with our lives. And so we started looking for some things to take action on. And we were a little disappointed when we went to the Climate Crisis website, which they recommend at the end of the movie, because we thought, oh, well, that's a place to go. You know, there'll be something to get us moving in a direction there. And we didn't really see much there in terms of, like, you know, hit the ground running kind of things to take action.
Mm-hmm.
So we started talking about, well, what is it that we can actually do? And we both have kind of a background in production. Connie worked for MTV for a while, and I work for some college broadcast, college television and stuff like that. So we started thinking, you know, well, maybe we can do something ourselves and try to, as we kind of learn what it is to be green, maybe we can share our journey with some folks and maybe, mm-hmm. you know, serve the public good in a way.
That's right. I think there are probably many others out there who don't really know where to begin. And we thought, well, you can watch us while we learn.
And then how did Al Gore intersect with you again?
Well, actually, that's kind of a funny story. We were in our search for sources of information. I started scouring the internet looking for things, and I was kind of overwhelmed at all the information that's out there. So we started looking for some sources of information that kind of break down this plethora of information that's out there. And we happened upon EcoTalk originally through the podcast, and then you know, you're here on the radio by us, so we check you out there now. And so in listening to one of your shows coming home from work one night, you had Bill McKibben on, and you were talking about the climate crisis, or rather the climate project training that Al Gore was doing down in Nashville. And I heard about that, and I thought, you know what? Forget it. When I get home, I'm going to go online, and I'm going to fill out the form, and I'm going to apply for the climate project training. And darn it if I didn't come home and sit down, crack open the laptop, and start typing away and filling out the form.
Are you surprised that you two got accepted? They were pretty, you know, particular about who they took. Not that you shouldn't, but I know lots of people who have a stronger environmental background that were not selected. Why do you think they invited you?
I don't really know, to be honest with you, why we were invited, but I'm so glad that we were. And it's funny. That's another funny story. I came in from work. It was a long, hard day, and Greg was filling out the application, and I said, well, when are you planning on going to Nashville? You know, it's the holidays. There's childcare. Anyway, long story short, I filled out the application as well because I thought it was a wonderful opportunity, and I'm so glad that he heard about it. And again, he wouldn't have done so if he wasn't listening to your show, Betsy. Long story short, though, I filled it out as well, and I ended up getting chosen, and Greg did not, and I don't know why our answers.
Wait a minute, you were both there.
Very similar, but at any rate, I think it may have had something to do with the show that we're doing, and it was an honor, absolutely an honor, to be there. And sometimes I think these things are meant to be.
Yeah, it actually worked out for the best because I was able to go down. I just kind of tagged along as a squatter. And,
I see. I didn't realize that.
Crashed in the hotel room with cameras and stuff. And it was pretty cool. We got to meet a lot of people down there. It was such an awesome experience. And we hooked up with some camera folks from also doing kind of a grassroots thing, very similar to us, but they were based out of Hawaii. and a guy named Rob Kinslow. And
well, you look very official there. I thought you were one of the 1,000 chosen. But let's get to your TV show. That's really what we're here to talk about today. I appreciate the reference to EcoTalk, and I like to think we do make that kind of difference. That's why we're here. Hope
Absolutely.
To stay here. But tell us about Green by Design.
Well, Green by Design is kind of, as Connie mentioned, it's our we call ourselves Newly Greens. So that's our little term for ourselves as we are trying to shed some of our not-so-carbon-neutral habits and find out what it is to be green in New Jersey. I mean, as you know, there's really no great federal programs in place at this point to encourage, you know, renewable energy or sustainability in a real tangible sense.
A leadership void, yes.
Yeah. But a lot of the states are, you know, stepping up, and a lot of people don't realize that New Jersey was actually out there in the front. We were number one with solar incentives and rebates. And you guys in California just passed us up when the governor passed his most recent bill.
Yeah.
So, you know, we there's an awful lot of renewable energy business here. There's a lot of very motivated folks. But the irony is, you know, when you're walk down the street in California, I think there's kind of this sense of like, hey, man, we're leading the way with this. You know, this is what California is about. And when you walk down the street in New Jersey, it's like, you know, we're about the Sopranos.
Nobody
has any idea about, you know, the average New Jerseyan doesn't even know that, you know, the meadowlands are being turned into, you know, like a biofuel reprocessing, you know, center because of the swamp gas. And
oh,
all
my God.
Kind of
you're on some 70 stations in the New Jersey market now?
That's correct. And always looking for sponsors, by the way, hint, hint, as we try to make the jump now, of course, you know, to reach more people and go beyond New Jersey, because it's certainly it's a great topic, and we're very passionate about it.
Well, I hope to see you on national television soon, Greg and Connie Madison, Green by Design. It's really well done, and I thought I saw an MTV touch in there, and now I know where that comes from.
Yeah, we are the Newly Green.
Newly Green or not, let's fight for green media, because that's the way, using mass media to get the word out faster. Lord knows we have little time to spare. Thanks so
Amen.
Much. We'll be back with another edition of EcoTalk, at least for one more time on The Daily. Line up. See you next time.